So it's Simon King, the left fullback, entrusted with this spot kick for Cwmbran. Could it be the dream start? It is. No problems at all. And this must be beyond Cwmbran's wildest dreams.
There's always been talent in Welsh football. It's nice to give it a chance and show themselves in the Premier League of Wales.
I think the standard's really, really improved over the last few years, and I think that's down to the coaches.
Day I've had in football, to be honest.
That's all he's trying to say.
Best day I've had in football, without a doubt, I think.
Steve Lewis completes his hat-trick in the fourth minute of injury time. The beast is back for City.
I Tony Lake did Welsh Premier League team. Got a good ring to it, you know.
Years of goals, glory, gaffes and grub, and we're about to do it all again as it's a new season of the Welsh Premier League podcast. Coming up, a comment from every club as we hear from players and managers ahead of kickoff. Jonah joins me to rate their chances, and we end the show with a musical trip down memory lane to where it all began. This is the Welsh Premier League podcast with Mark Webber and Mark Jonah Jones. And your opinions always welcome, of course. Tweet us at WPL_official or go to the Facebook page and leave a nice comment. So before we look forward, let's look back. Hopefully that little montage at the start has stirred a few memories. Jonah, you're one of the old school. What's your best moment from all of those years in this league?
Yeah, I think I only keep getting these interviews because I'm the oldest still about. When I realised the other day that Neville Powell made a comeback and he's 2 years younger than me, I couldn't believe it. I always looked as... I hope you're not listening, Nev, but I always looked at you as my senior. Anyway, good luck with ABBA. And we come back to that, but 25 years, Mark, in this league, like I said, the Welsh Cup finals have to be paramount in Europe in my memory. They were fantastic. And one of them Cup finals is a little bit of a great story when we played TNS at the old Stebbeneath, and you know, it was our first cup final for a few years, Carmarthen, and we were all, you know, you build yourselves up in the changing rooms and you give your final team talk and you go out and two teams, us and TNS, we were big underdogs, and but you concentrate on your team spirit and people's minds, and we go out and they say, ladies and gentlemen, we stood, you know, us this side and TNS the other side with whoever was in charge. Then they say, could you stand to attention, please, for the Welsh National Anthem? And, you know, a few of our players had practised it and everything, and myself, in fact, I knew it in school anyway, but I was really looking forward to, you know, belting it out in the first big cup final. And off they go, they play the Irish National Anthem. I seen Jed Doherty, their goalkeeper, it actually hit the deck laughing. There was officials running around everywhere. What had happened was, there'd been a schoolboy international, Wales versus Ireland, at Stebo a month earlier, and they pressed the wrong button. They went for the Irish one. I'm sure somebody got a terrible telling off for that, but you asked me for a funny memory, and there's not many more than that. We lost the game 1-0 to a John Toner goal, in fact, who I met on the holiday this week for the first time in the last about 10 years, but... unbelievable, mate. Yeah, the Irish National Anthem at the Welsh Cup final. It's gone under the radar, that one, by the way, but there it is, it's out now.
It certainly wasn't the luck of the Irish for you that day, though, was it?
No, McKenna had the luck of the Irish that day.
In terms of playing, I was watching some Lee Trundle goals on the internet the other day from the old days of the league. They were very special, but for you, on the pitch, can you pick a special moment?
I think the Les Davis I think it was Les who scored when Bangor beat TNS. Now, in the current years, you know, that was most probably the biggest shock and one of the biggest achievements for the team over the last decade anyway, when Bangor actually stole the league or won the league off of TNS in their big victory at home at Farrer Road in one of the last years at Farrer Road. That was obviously a massive moment. And like you said, Trundle was a magician. Still is, by the way, and now playing in a Welsh League First Division for Llanelli this season. So I suppose Trundle could still hold out hopes of playing again in the Welsh Premier League. And there's always been magic moments for me, Mark. But the most magic of them all most probably is, you know, qualifying for Europe personally and getting into Europe with two Welsh Premier clubs is something, you know, we do, as you get a bit older, you most probably harp on about them even more. But they're magic moments, mate. And that's what this league can offer players and management. Moments of magic which will last forever.
Well, there'll be plenty more memories permeating these podcasts over the next few months. We'll be speaking to some of the Hall of Famers throughout the season. If there's one that you specifically would like us to speak to and ask a special question to, well, get in touch and we'll see what we can do. But let's get on with the future now, Jonah. What's the one thing or the one signing that's happened in pre-season that you think will make a difference to this league?
I suppose Nev going back to Aber is a big move, as I think, again, we'll talk about later. I think he'll bring in some players who know a lot more about the league, and they won't, they'll be tried and tested. They won't be, some clubs go the way of bringing in, you know, groups of players from Welsh leagues and all that, but I think you need tried and tested, especially when you're as tough as it is at the moment. You can embed 3 or 4 new ones, but you can embed 8 or 9 new ones. I don't think that's too tough. The TNS duo of Scott Roscoe and Stephen Evans, like you said, I know we might talk about them again as well, but I think it's a good signing by Harris. He doesn't make many mistakes, and I just think that Evans and Roscoe, if you had to point out two players over the last 25 years who've contributed as much to this league, them two would be in the top 10. So they know everything about the league. Again, Alice is not going to be making a gamble, so I think that's a good signing. And I think Kai Edwards coming back from Wrexham, you know, to play for Connors Quay is a massive, massive signing.
Okay, here we go. Eyes down, looking. Every club covered. Let's start at the top. TNS with a new manager for a new season. Let's hear what Scott Roscoe has to say.
Our remit from the start of the season is to win everything that we enter, whether that's the Iron Brew Cup. The league obviously is the benchmark. We need to win that. The Welsh Cup, League Cup, whatever priority it's put into, we need to win and go and make sure that we're in with the chance of winning every single thing that we go into. There's teams now that are training more. The budgets are better. The chairmen of these clubs, they're bringing more qualified people in. They're bringing better quality players in. The squads are getting bigger. So then we need to push on again and make sure that they don't close that gap. I think it's good for the league that, you know, your likes of Bangor and Bala, Connors Quay, they're strengthening. You've got the likes of Barry that have come up that are a very good side. Prestatyn had a good season last season. So I think it only bodes well for the league that we are getting competition. And if the competition strengthens us and pushes us to play better and to run faster, run longer, then so be it. I think it's good for us as well.
And what do you think of the start by Roscoe and Evans so far, Jonah? Must be good because they've got the gig permanently.
Well, listen, like you said, they're just starting off. They won. They did what was expected of them, and they overturned a home defeat in Europe, so they got through to the second round. They played a good side in the second round, which everybody in the previous years have had to put up with and contend with a bit more quality, but I just think they know what the league's all about. The pressure will be on them a bit more because they're inexperienced as managers. It's their first time. So I think it'll be the first time that Harris has brought in anybody without experience. You know, your Andy Cales, your Ken McKenna's, you know, your Craig Allison. They've been managers before, and this is the first time Scotty and Evo will go into it, you know, with a new open book about managing, but they've seen enough. And it'll be a tough challenge for them. A massive challenge, and I just think it'll be a lot of pressure on two young men because they go to a club where success is a must. You know, sometimes when you're starting off, you might be better off, like I said before, joining one of these clubs where a mid-table finish will be magnificent and you can build on that. But they're in the cooking pot straight away. They're at the number one club. But I'm sure if you can start and be successful with anywhere, it's the right place to be.
You know, some people might see this as the chance to take TNS down, that it's going to be a transition season and there'll be weaknesses. But you could argue that the situation could have been more unstable if Mike Harris had picked somebody from the outside, somebody not part of the TNS family.
Different clubs act in different ways, but two clubs at much, much bigger levels. I know they have their own way of doing it sometimes. Madrid nearly always bring in an outsider. And Barcelona always bring in an insider, somebody who's had to be through their system. So everybody has their own ideas of who they want to bring in. But I think if I was a club chairman myself, I'd like to think that if I was like Harris, I'd built enough at that club over the last 15 to 20 years to understand the club and understand who I'm bringing in and the right people. And don't forget, they both as well been educated on the Welsh coaching system, so they're not coming in as raw coaches. They've coached the under-19s, they've coached the, you know, the reserves or whatever for a number of years now, so they think they're ready, and Harris thinks they're ready, and that's what counts.
And what a start to the season for them. Their first game this Friday night is Friday Night Football away to, drumroll, Bangor City. Now, here's a side that didn't stay out of the headlines last season, and Braydon Shaw wants to make clear that Bangor mean business.
We've got big ambitions as a team. We want that for next season. We want even better for next season. And hopefully we can even get the Welsh Cup as well. But obviously, finishing in the Europe, maybe even, you know, pushing TNS, then that's definitely the target. We could maybe surprise a few people. That's what we're hoping to do. That's obviously where changes have been made. Hopefully we can push TNS. We'll see first game of the season.
So, Jonah, let's talk about the enigma that is Bangor then, shall we? More changes than a weekend service on Arriva Trains Wales last season, but they're talking about toppling TNS this time around. And this is where me and you disagree, isn't it? I think the changes won't stop them from being second, possibly first. You think uncertainty could still affect them?
Yeah, well, look, I love their I love their positivity at Bangor. They've always been a positive club. And if I'm the manager, I want my players to be talking like that. You know, you want your players to say, yeah, we're going to take them on and beat them. It's a fantastic reaction from coming from Bangor. But it's a big challenge. I'm just being realistic as the old Welsh Premier League pundit here and saying TNS is a big rock to move just over, you know, a couple of seasons. And they took years to build. Bangor built really well, and their transitional period of last season was a success because they achieved Europe. Now, for me, if they achieve Europe again, that'll be a massive success for Bangor. Maybe too early to challenge for the title, but a top three or four place for me will be a success once more.
And look, all the Bangor players I've spoken to have said Gary Taylor-Fletcher's really sold this league, done a good job. And that's the reason they've come over the border. And he's a bit like the Pied Piper of Nantporth. Maybe there's a solid leadership there with Kevin and Gary. I think in the first four games, we're really going to find out if Bangor can topple TNS.
Well, listen, I think everybody, every follower of this league, every fan, this sounds crazy, but I think even the TNS fans would like to see somebody push them all the way. Even the TNS fans might not want to win it by 27 points. So it's imperative that somebody challenges, whether it be Bangor, whether it be Gap, whether it be Bala, whether it be Cardiff, Met, Carmarthen or Barry, or any of the other clubs, right? The league needs somebody to challenge. Personally, I don't mind who it is. You know, most probably I'd like to see it to be one of my old clubs, most probably Carmarthen. But if Bangor can challenge, it'll be a great pickup for this league. Somebody needs to get within 5 or 6 points of the winner at the end of the season. That's a must, Mark.
Now, we've probably fallen for the hype of Bangor. We don't have to fall for the hype of Connors Quay Nomads, do we? The results speak for themselves, don't they? Second last season, and they've just announced that four of their players are going full-time this season, with more to come, no doubt. Here's Declan Poole.
I joined halfway through last season, so I think the crucial thing was getting into Europe. But I think when, as the season progressed, we saw what we could do. And then when we got, you know what I mean, when we were in the position, we thought we could get second, so it was a great achievement last season. So hopefully we can progress this season. Everyone's really strong. I mean, obviously it was my first experience last year and all the teams were very good, to be fair. So it's going to be a great season and hopefully we can do well.
Will second be good enough for the Nomads if they have four pros, Jonah?
Well, again, I just think you're hitting me with this question all the time if second won't be good enough again. It all depends. You know, they said they've signed four, right? So four to take the title off of TNS as a whole won't be enough, because TNS, it might be, and it could be fantastic. Because let's be fair now, let's don't get carried away. TNS got 15 or 16 professionals or 20 professionals for training every day. It's not like having 15 or 20 training every day. And four going in full time might rock the boat with some part time. You know, these things all have to be looked at. But unless the four, Sanchez, Neymar, Coutinho, and maybe Joe Hart, I still see TNS taking the title. But, like, again, them four professionals making going into Gap Connors Key is a brilliant move for this league. And like you said, if Bangor go part-time pro or close pro and Gap Connors Key do it, it's the start of something big for this league. And I could see that this league, I really hope, and I always have, I'd love to see this go professional in the next 10 to 15 years.
Well, I don't think I've seen Sanchez hanging around Connors Key lately, so I think everybody's safe there. But, you know, surely having four pros will make a difference against those sides with no pros.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's fantastic progress, right? Let's get it right straight away. They've got Andy Morrison, right, who's already over this first couple of years now, he's a rock-steady manager and most probably one that a lot of clubs would sort after. There's obviously league clubs looking at him as well already, right? So they got a good manager in place. They got Jay Caton as a solid coach in case as well. You know, he's been in this league loads of times. And they got a belly full of players who know everything about this league. And I just said, I think the signing of Kai Edwards coming back was a big show that we mean business. And out of them all, if you are pushing me as you are still, Gap would be the ones to really knock the door.
Now, let's turn our attention to the side who I always think hide their light under a bushel, you know. Now, Welsh Cup winners, Ballytown. How will they do this season? Chris Venable says all of their pre-season signings have impressed him so far.
I couldn't really pick one out. Obviously, there's one who's known quite well to the league, which is Les, who sort of speaks for himself. Everyone knows what Les is all about, you know. But like I said, individually, they're all very good. They've all fit in well to the changing room, if you like. And I think they're all going to bring their own qualities to the team, which is really, like I said, it's exciting for us going forward.
Jonas, always the quiet ones you should watch out for, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there you are. I mean, Mr. Aykroyd and Caton, they're cool customers, isn't they, in this league. That's why I think they're a great partnership. They've had a couple of, sometimes they've had a couple of tough starts and people shouting from the sidelines saying, it might have been there too long, might have done this, might have done that. And yet every year they keep improving their standards and last year, you know, it might be the straw that broke the camel's back winning a Welsh Cup. That might be things to make them start, you know, winning things all the time. That's a fantastic victory for them winning a Welsh Cup. And in the same vein and the same meaning, I hope good luck to Kieran Smith because I see he's gone to play in New Zealand as a professional. So, you know, it's a loss to the league. But again, it's an improvement because there's professional clubs in New Zealand now trying to take players from our league. But Bala, you are right. Bala have improved so much over the years that I would now put them as maybe the Arsenal of the Welsh Premier League. And if to say 10 years ago they've gone from Watford to Arsenal is a magnificent transformation.
Lots more to come on this Welsh Premier League preview podcast. And don't forget, if you want to keep up on the latest WPL gossip, you can find it on Twitter by going to the official account on Twitter, WPL_official. On the subject of tweeting, Aberystwyth Town are looking for a social media sponsor. So if you know of a local business that'd like to share in the limelight of the green and whites, get in touch with the club through Twitter or Facebook. There's an idea for more details. Now, speaking of ABBA, they hit the headlines with a new manager, didn't they? But he's not a new face to us. Nev Powell's back in business. Here's what he's going to do for Aberystwyth.
It's not going to be easy because there's no easy games and we've got a lot of hard work to be done. But, if them players and the people behind the scenes and myself, if we all give 120%, there's no reason why, you know, the sleeping giants Aberystwyth, we can't get them into the top six. And it's a great challenge ahead and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, people say, oh, they're travelling, whatever, but it doesn't matter to me. We'll be there training twice a week and we'll be there for the games and we'll be doing that utmost to try and get them in that top six.
Is it the sort of challenge that got you out of bed, basically? Mm-hmm. Other opportunities may have come, may have gone, but you saw something there that made you really want to go for that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you've been in football, you know, it's the first break I've had in, as you say, 25 years of managing. And, you know, the 8 months went so quick. I was watching games and I had a few offers closer to home. And as you say, when Donald Kane rang me and I went down to have a chat with him and you know, they expressed where they wanted the club to be and the ambitions of it and how it's been for the last few years, it is a good challenge for me. You know, no two ways about it. I've had a lot of success at Bangor. You know, the last couple of years when the budget was small, I had the other side of it, keeping them in the league, which I did. And I say I've moved on now. And as you say, we've got a big job there. It's a big challenge, but you know, it is a fantastic club. You know, we've got to make that place a fortress, like a bit like we did at Farrow Road in the old days. You know, but teams don't like playing at Aberystwyth. Full stop. The travelling, getting there. You know, and if you get a good team, a good Aberystwyth team, it's even harder as well. So we've got to do that first and foremost. We've got to make that place a fortress.
Jenna, Nev joining Aber, that's worth 9 points alone to them, isn't it?
It should be, and it could be. Like I said, you know, he knows the league inside out. He had wonderful times at Bangor. You know, he comes across in his own way, Nev, but he's a clever football man. He's been in the game a long time. He'll know things about other clubs. You know, the surroundings of other clubs, the groups of players of other clubs. You know, he knows the league inside out. And that is, I have to agree with you. It has to be worth 9 points. You know, if signing a good goalkeeper is worth nine points, I think a good manager who knows the ins and outs of the Welsh Premier League and has been in the league as long as Nev has, surely has to be worth 9 points. I have to agree with you.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about the three C's who also may feel they didn't get their share of the limelight last season. Cardiff Met, Kevin Druids and Carmarthen. The Archers, Bradley Woolridge first.
You know, Dylan was at Cardiff, ended up sort of leaving Cardiff and he's looking to come and study next year and obviously play with us. And Joel Edwards was at Hereford, had captained the side there, I think, for a couple of years. Both quite strong. Hopefully we'll both come in and strengthen the team. There are other boys, though, that are perhaps not within the squad last year, within the first team squad, but were second team players that did very well for us last year. And again, we'll be looking to sort of push on, looking to try and take the chance if they get it. It's an exciting time and it's competitive.
And Jonah, there's an absolute belief, isn't there, that the Met won't suffer from second season syndrome.
I do agree. I think they're very, very, very progressive. They'll have a set of players. I believe they haven't lost hardly any players. And they'll bring in another group of exciting, you know, young talent who want to play on television every week in live games on Scorio. And to them, to some of the lads from other countries, you know, it's something new. And every time that, I'm not just saying it because I work for Scorio, but every time the cameras are there, it always lifts the game a bit. Especially for the you know, supposedly non-league players, every time the live cameras are there, it lifts you. And I see Cardiff Met as a very, very progressive place to go. If I had a young son, about around the age of 19, 20 now, and I living in the area as well, and I thought he was good enough to go, bright enough to go to university and play football, I wouldn't look far further than Cardiff Met, and that's the best recommendation I could give.
And here's Michael Jones from Kevin Druids.
We're a lot fitter than I think we was last pre-season.
Is that you or the team as a whole, do you think?
The team as a whole, we've done a lot more fitness work this year than, well, what I can remember last year. Me personally, I'm probably exactly the same, still sore from every session. Teams that we've played, Whitchurch, we're a team that sat back. You know, some teams might do that in this league. Ourselves as well, we probably will against the bigger teams. But then you've got other teams that we've played who've come at us, and it gives you a bit of everything to deal with. Not just, oh, let's just play football like pre-season normally is. The teams that we've played, the lower leagues, you know, they're classed as lower standards than ourselves, but they've actually come and wanted to beat us and compete with us and fight us. So it holds you in good stead for the season, I think.
And I suppose the fact that the manager was nominated for manager of the season last time around is testament to the strength that Kevin Druids have, Jonah.
Did what they needed to do, stay in the league, and I'll say this now, that if Hughie Griffiths finishes eighth again next season, he will be very close to winning the manager of the season once again. He's built a great team, and I think at eighth, he overachieved. Hughie would have told you, and his board would have told you, that if he could have got 10th, by one goal on last game of the season, that would have been fantastic. But they eased their way. They eased their way. That's why I think the league's got even tougher this year. So if he can get the eighth place again, magnificent.
Let's see what Lee Sermon from Carmarthen's got to say about the season ahead.
We have a young side. You know, if you take myself and Craig Anford out of it, then you know the boys are probably 23, 24, but then another year older. Learn from any mistakes or any naivety that we had from last year, and hopefully then that should be enough to kick on again.
Do you relish that leadership for the young guys?
Yeah, I do. You know, you speak to the guys, I'm still as childish as the rest of them, to be honest, but ultimately, you know, I think they respect the fact that I've played in the league a long time. You know, any advice I can give, you know, I do often, they do take it on board during games and outside of games. So, you know, I do relish it and I've really enjoyed it.
Now, Jonah, Carmarthen getting the 3G in right now, but last season a couple of teams did have an early wobble when they got back onto the 3G when it was laid. So are we expecting a bit of 3G-itis from Carmarthen this season?
I don't think so, because they've trained on it for the last two or three seasons somewhere else and they've played on it now. I think that's nine or ten teams in our league with 3G now. So I think the 3G excuse now for any club in our league has finally gone out the window. With the group of players they've got, I'm sure Ace will tell you, he'll want top six. I think they can get top six. If they come fifth or sixth like they did last season, once again, that's a fantastic achievement. Fantastic achievement.
Now, what's the common theme here? 10 sides, we think, could be in the top six. The maths don't work out. Games will be won by one or two goals. The truth is, there's only six spots.
Absolutely, and that's why that was the intention of UEFA and the Welsh Premier to make it to 12. I know, like I told you, it's still as great as it is now. And I, you know, you might have a couple of the boys listening now from the FA, and again, when they see me, they'll jab me or say, you've said it again. Competitively, I'd like to see it at 16, right? But the 12 scenario cannot be challenged on its performance. The 12 scenario cannot be challenged. It's been a success, and that's why staying in the 12 is so hard.
Yeah, look over your shoulder there, fella. The boys from the FAW are watching you. They're watching every word we're saying. Anyway, Llan Dudno, too much hype on them last season following a superb debut. Let's hear from Alan Morgan.
Signed Sam Elassani from Tranmere. He was in Tranmere's first team last game of last season away to Maidstone. He scored a winner. He came late in the game. You know, he's got a lot of potential and I think he'll be a good player this season. And then Toby, who had a tremendous season last season at Rill, you know, he's come back to us because he was with us when we won the Cymru Lions. So he's coming back. And Ryan Edwards, who's showed potential, you know, with it, when his Connors Keys day, he's gone to TNS, he's gone to Ball, hasn't quite worked out for him. And hopefully now he feels at home at Llandudno and able to produce what everyone knows a good player he is. You know, still negotiating with a couple of other players. But, you know, if you said to me, if your transfer window shuts tonight at 12 o'clock, I'll be happy, man.
Jonah, do we have too much expectation of Llandudno?
I think I have to back Morgs there because they did go and get into Europe, which was tremendous, right? And you can't take, that's history. They've done it. They've had their break. Now, like they said, give us a bit of a break. I think he'd like to see them re-establish themselves as a sixth or seventh place. I'd say that right from the outset, once again, right? If Morgs gets sixth or seventh, success. They're not big hitters. It shows how well they've done in their first season to get into Europe. If they were to replicate that, that'd be a magnificent achievement. But sixth or seventh for Llandudno and Morgs would be a great achievement.
And now let's move on to Newtown. Ever present in this league, of course, for 25 years. But what a poor start they had last season. Craig Williams knows exactly what they've got to do this time around.
Because we're a smaller club, less of a budget. We can't attract the kind of players that the other teams do. So we rely on team spirit. We rely on working hard for each other. And I think in recent years, you've seen the success of that. We've got into Europe and we got to the Welsh Cup finals. There's no reason why we can't do that again. Obviously, with fresh players coming in, we need to build that mentality back up. But I don't see any reason why we can't do it. And the players we brought in are like for like, quality replacements, know the league. So I don't see there's any reason why we can't.
Jonah, Chris Hughes in the media, happy to be the underdog. Happy for people to think that they could be talked down because he knows better.
Yeah, I think Chris Hughes, with his experience now as a manager, I think it'll be his fourth season. And I think his experience tells him to be that type of manager. You know, let everybody have a go. Just get a bit of Siege mentality of they're starting to call us a club, you know, a bottom basement club again, but we keep proving them wrong every year with a brilliant finish of the season last year and a flourish. You know, they did get in the playoffs, in fact, only to be defeated, but that was a miraculous recovery after Christmas. And that's why, you know, it's just almost impossible to pick. A steady season for Newtown, success, top six, is almost like getting into Europe. That's what it's all about. And a decent committee. A decent committee. Now, that committee could have changed shoes at Christmas, could have changed his set of players, and could have brought in Harry Redknapp or Warnock and gone down. Right? So that's the stability of that club, and I think that's why they've always been in the Welsh Premier League, because their committee needs to take a bit of success, maybe. Their success is staying in the league, and, you know, they have never been rash, shall we say. So I think they've done tremendous.
And take a breather. Last, but certainly not least, the return of some old friends. Barry Town United, Prestatyn in town, back in the big time. And Jonah, what a tale for Prestatyn. We'll start with them. One tax bill and a storming promotion later, they're back where it matters.
I just think, again, that club were relegated. They stayed by the manager. The manager obviously has a good relationship with his committee. He's been tremendous over the years. He's won the Welsh Cup for him, let's not forget, Gibbo. You know, Prestatyn won the Welsh Cup, and this is when all the big boys were in. You know, Bangor, TNS, Bala, Gapconisky, you know, and they won the Welsh Cup, so that was a tremendous achievement. So their committee has said to him, rebuild. And he's had the chance to rebuild, which is fantastic. I told you before, I watched them play last season against Gapconisky in a Welsh Cup, put on a brilliant performance. They scored over 100 goals last season. When I seen Prestatyn would be coming up, I knew they'd be a good addition. And if Gibbo's listening now, Barry will be a good addition as well. But Gibbo, for travelling reasons, I would prefer Barry first and Barry seconds to have come up. Right, you know, brilliant, brilliant job. And they'll be up there. They'll be up there. And they got a couple of youngsters there, right, who've been to other clubs and weren't given chances. One of the young Edwards is there, I think, and I liked the look at him last season. And they got a good set of youngsters. And he'll be just... I don't think he'd be a manager under pressure, Gibbo, because of what he's achieved at the club. His aim will be to do well for Prestatyn and get the pride back in the football club, which he's already achieved.
Well, let's hear from Prestatyn captain Mike Parker.
Well, to be honest, our team is pretty much unchanged. You know, there's one player out, Jordan Davis, and there's two players brought in. You've got Zach Edwards and Zeb Edwards. So we've got, like, the Edwards family, apart from Kai probably, you know, maybe a couple of years at Gaff, and he might fancy coming back. That'd be, you know, everyone, you have to be an Edwards to get in the team, I suppose. But really, our team is actually unchanged. There's obviously, coming into the Welsh Premier League, though, it's a few players that haven't got that experience. We've obviously played the Welsh Cup games, but that's different, isn't it? You know, the Welsh Premier League, you need to hit that consistency, you know, week after week, not so much just raising your game for a Welsh Cup match.
And on to Barry Town United. Gavin Chesterfield has seen it all, hasn't he? What does he need to do to keep them up?
There's obviously an increase in standard, an increase in intensity, physicality, and the lads will be well prepared for that. But yeah, for me, it's about the whole game, you know, and everything that goes into it. So if we've got to play for 94 minutes, we've got to play for 94 minutes. And, you know, in those tight games, it's the players who've got that extra bit of class that will define games. And all teams have got them, and I think that we've got them ourselves.
Jonah, you earn your right to be in this league. Nobody's guaranteed a spot, but isn't it great to see Barry back? Not only for this league, but also for that area as well.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Everybody, I think even the boys up north will be glad Barry are back in, because they know it's a great place to play. It's, you know, it's a great place to go to, you know, and Barry will always be regarded as one of the most professional clubs in Welsh football. They set standards there. They always do. I think their training nights, and I live in the area, their training nights, I spoke to loads of parents and the academy down there, and there's a lot of kids leaving, you know, going, not attending Cardiff and Newport County academies because they're happy at Barry Town, and that says a lot. The training, don't you know, everything's done right at Barry, and Chesterfield and David Cole have made sure it have happened in the right way, and they're fit and ready to go for their re-emergence as a Welsh Premier League club. Barry are one of the great places to go, Mark, and play, and I've
as a manager, of all the places I used to go, Barry fans can have a go, and it's great to play there, because once you get that banter, it makes you feel better as a player, as a manager. And I'll be disappointed if Barry don't average over 700. Plenty of goals scored. I like to see the entertainment's key now, with the likes of Barry and Prestatyn coming in. I don't think there's many nil-nilers with Barry and Prestatyn. They both scored, I think, 100 goals last season, which will be great. When they're both at home, they won't be looking for 1-0s. They'll be looking for goals, and that makes them good additions to this league. So, hey, let's get going, Mac.
So, the first weekend fixtures are as follows. Hope you can get to a game. There'll be some cracking games around, especially on Friday night. 7:45 kickoffs for Bangor hosting TNS, Bala hosting Newtown, and Prestatyn making their return against the Nomads. Two Saturday 2:30 kickoffs. Kevin Druids host Cardiff Met, and Llan Dudno play Carmarthen. And the Scoria game is on Sunday for the start of the season. 5:15 kickoff for Barry Town United against Aberystwyth Town. So here we go, Jonah. This is where we earn our corner, overpaid fee for our Neymar-like fee for doing this podcast. Jonah, who's going to win and who's going to fall this season?
I think TNS will win the league, and this is really putting my head on the block. You know, you forced it out of me. I think any of the last six clubs we've mentioned could go down. Thank you very much.
They'll be calling you the pop man soon, fella, because you've absolutely bottled that. I think Bangor could be second, but come back to me after 4 to 6 games and I'll probably change my mind. As for relegation, yeah, no, I can't call it. I can't see an outstanding side that will be down.
And you're sat in English Premier League grounds on Saturday afternoons. You won't get anything thrown at you for mentioning it, and you've still bottled it. All the best, Mark.
Before we go, a special message from Rob Phillips from BBC Radio Wales. Now, he wants all of the Welsh Premier League fans to call him on his Saturday evening phone-in show from 5:30 and give him a match report on the game you've been. So come on, let's show people in Wales that this league is supported and there's some really great fans out there who want to have this say. It's your chance to be famous. Get on the radio. Week after next, start calling Rob Phillips on Radio Wales from 5:30. So, that was the future. Let's end on the past. What we're going to do for the rest of the podcast season is we're going to play a song from the first season of the League of Wales, which of course is 25 years ago. This was number one when the league started in 1992. Jonah's got his skinny jeans on, all ready for snap and rhythm as a dancer. Come back next week, won't you?
Your mind.
you can feel it, people.